All right, so ready to dive into some really interesting stuff. We're tackling frontline training this time. You know, those essential workers who are always on the go, the ones who keep things moving. We're talking delivery drivers, nurses, retail workers, the list could go on and on. And we keep seeing this one name pop up in all the articles we've got: Sound Branch. And get this, they're all about using audio for training.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is how much sense that actually makes, right?
Yeah.
Think about it, the typical frontline worker's day is nonstop. They're on their feet, constantly interrupted. So traditional classroom training, please.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Exactly.
It'd be like asking a fish to climb a tree.
Totally.
So before we even get into Sound Branch and this whole audio approach, let's break down the whole frontline training struggle. What are some of the biggest roadblocks you've seen?
Well, you've got high turnover. For one, you're
Yeah.
constantly onboarding new people, right? So your training has to be efficient and it's got to be relevant right away. And on top of that, just finding the time to pull these employees off the floor, it's like
Oh, tell me
a
about it.
scheduling
It
nightmare.
really is. It's like trying to find a parking spot downtown on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's basically impossible.
Yeah.
And even if you can, I mean, even when you get them all in a room, are they really engaged? I don't know about you, but I remember sitting through some of those training videos back in the day,
Yeah.
and my mind was a million miles away.
Exactly. And that's where I think audio learning kind of comes in, right? It's
Yeah.
like audio learning swoops in with a cape on, ready to save the day, because it really leverages something that pretty much everybody already has access to, their smartphone. And, beyond just convenience, there's some really interesting brain science stuff at play here. You know how you can remember song lyrics really easily, even if they're super complex?
Oh, for sure.
Audio learning kind of taps into that same power and makes that information stickier.
Okay, so we're not just talking about a catchy jingle here. This is actual effective learning. So, how does Sound Branch take this audio thing beyond your basic podcast?
Well, it's all about structure and intention. Imagine this. You're a manager at a really busy coffee shop, and you're trying to get your team all up to speed on the new seasonal drink menu. Instead of cramming everybody into a back room, you use Sound Branch to create these really short audio lessons. Each lesson covers a different drink, the ingredients, the process, how to make it, maybe even some customer service tips, all delivered straight to their phones.
So they can listen while they're prepping for the morning rush or even on their way to work.
Exactly.
I'm already starting to see how this could be a real game changer. But what about those workers who can't necessarily listen while they work? I'm thinking, you know, people operating machinery or driving, for example. That seems like a potential snag.
It's a really good point, and it kind of highlights that audio learning isn't a magic solution, right? It's all about choosing the right tool for the job.
Yeah.
In cases where listening just isn't feasible, other methods might be more appropriate.
Sure.
But for a lot of frontline roles, those pockets of downtime, like a lunch break, the commute, even just waiting for the bus or a few minutes between tasks, all of a sudden become these little valuable learning opportunities.
It's like turning those little downtime moments into these little brain power boosts.
Okay, so we've established that traditional training methods, they often kind of fall flat for frontline workers.
Yeah.
And that audio learning seems like it offers a pretty promising alternative.
It does.
So tell me, what makes Sound Branch stand out from, say, just sending out a company-wide email or a voice memo? What's their secret sauce?
Well, it's all in the details, you know.
Okay.
Remember those quick audio lessons we were talking about?
Yeah.
Sound Branch doesn't just let you create them,
Right.
it actually lets you organize them into these sequences, like almost like chapters in a book, you know,
Okay.
or episodes in a podcast.
So instead of just like a random jumble of voice memos, it's more like a structured learning path.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of
Yeah.
sense. And that's really the kicker. It's built for the way frontline workers actually work, right?
Yeah.
So managers can record these bite-sized lessons on the fly.
Oh, wow.
Maybe between customer interactions during a quick break,
Okay.
and then send them out instantly. No need for some fancy recording studio
Right.
or like hours of editing or anything like that.
So it's just like, boom, sending out a quick knowledge boost right when they need it most.
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive. But okay, so how do we actually know it works? I mean, how can we be sure people are actually listening, actually like absorbing the information?
Yeah, that's where the accountability really comes in.
Okay.
Sound Branch actually has built-in tracking.
Oh, wow.
So managers can see who's listening to what, how long they're engaging with the content. They can even get feedback on what resonated with people,
Sure.
or what might need a little more clarification.
Wow, so it's not just like a one-way street. There's actual data to back it up.
Exactly.
That's huge, especially for managers who are just used to, you know, crossing their fingers and hoping for the best with the more traditional training methods.
Exactly. And that data, you know, that data becomes so valuable for actually refining future training,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
So let's say you notice that one of the lessons, maybe the one on the new safety procedure, has really low completion rates.
Yeah.
That's a red flag right there
Yeah.
that maybe the content needs to be revisited, you know?
Right.
Or maybe it'd be more effective as a different format, like maybe a quick in-person demo or something.
Yeah. So it's like you've got your finger constantly on the pulse of your team's learning. You can see what's working, what's not, and adjust as you go.
Totally.
That is a far cry from those days of just blindly hoping that the information is sinking in.
Exactly. And beyond just the practicalities of delivering the information effectively, you
Right.
know, I really do think there's a bigger picture here that's really, really exciting.
Okay. All ears. Tell me more.
The shift towards audio learning, especially for frontline teams,
Yeah.
it's not just about checking boxes on a training checklist, right? It's about empowering those people.
Empowerment. Okay. I love the sound of that. But how exactly does audio learning, like, how does that translate to a more empowered workforce,
Yeah.
especially when we're talking about those folks on the front lines?
Okay, so imagine this, right? You are a brand new employee, fresh on the job. Maybe you're working as a cashier at a really, really busy grocery store.
Okay.
And instead of feeling totally overwhelmed and unsure of yourself, you've got access to these bite-sized audio lessons right there on your phone.
Right.
So you can learn how to handle those tricky transactions, how to bag groceries like a pro, even how to navigate all those awkward customer service moments all at your own pace,
Yeah.
on your own time.
Just using those little downtime minutes throughout the day.
Exactly.
That's incredible. It's
Yeah.
like having a pocket mentor
Right.
guiding you through all the ins and outs of the job.
Exactly.
That is so valuable, especially in those fast-paced environments where you can't always just like stop what you're doing and ask for help.
Exactly. And you know, when those frontline workers feel more confident, when they feel more competent in what they're doing, it really does have that ripple effect.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they're more likely to provide better customer service. They're going to be more engaged in the work that they're doing,
Right.
and they're less likely to leave for another opportunity.
Yeah, they're more likely to stick around, which is great.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
Exactly.
The employee feels valued, they feel supported, the customer has a better experience because of it,
For sure.
and the business as a whole benefits. All right, increased productivity, better retention rates,
Yeah.
all because of this one simple shift in how they deliver training.
It's amazing, you know, it's amazing what can happen when you make learning accessible, when you make it engaging, and you make it relevant to people's, you know, their everyday lives.
It's true. It's true. So to wrap things up here, it seems like audio learning, especially when you've got platforms like SoundBranch out there,
Yeah.
really has the potential to completely change the game when it comes to frontline training. It's about meeting these employees where they're at,
Yeah.
literally and figuratively,
Yeah.
and just giving them the tools to be the best that they can be.
I think so, absolutely. It's definitely a really powerful tool to have in your training toolkit.
Yeah.
And just like any tool, you know, it's about understanding its strengths, where it works best,
Right?
and using it strategically to try to create, you know, a more engaged workforce, a more empowered workforce,
Yeah.
and ultimately, you know, a more successful workforce.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Well, for those of you listening who are ready to ditch those old dusty training manuals, you know, the ones that nobody ever reads,
Right.
and embrace something a little more modern, something a little bit more effective, audio learning might be your golden ticket. So here's a final thought for you to ponder. How can you take learning and weave it into the fabric of your team's day? How can you make it an ongoing conversation instead of that dreaded interruption? The future of training is here, folks, and let me tell you, it sounds pretty good.